W-A-Y-I-L. Yeah, we just, when we were doing the net, we had one of our club members, he's down in Florida right now. He checked in, it was 26 degrees in Florida. He said somewhere about Tampa, Orlando, somewhere down there he's at. Oh, man, that's too close for Florida. Why bother moving if it's going to get that cold? I talked to my dad, he said he had to actually run the water so it didn't freeze, and, you know, because it was sitting so cold down there. But that'll pass, and before you know it, they'll be walking around without coats on or anything. I went down to Florida one time and when it was 40 below up here, and by the time I got to Kentucky, it was 45. I was in shorts and T-shirts. Everybody's still in coats, and they thought I was crazy, and then I explained to them, it's an 80-degree temperature change for me. This is warm, 45 degrees. That's warm compared to 40 below. Back to you.
I say so. 45 is wonderful. It's awesome, you know, because 40 below compared to 45 degrees will be warmer than that, so I see why you had your shorts on then. But, anyways, I'm only here in ICOM 12, I think it's 12,000. ICOM, I think it is, I'm not sure. I'm looking down on the radio, I'm not sure what it is. Usually a dipole wire. No, actually, I'm using the antenna. It's made out of copper. I can't remember the name of the antenna. But, I'm using a J-pole antenna. That's why I'm using a J-pole antenna. It looks like it's shaped as a J. That's why they call it a J-pole antenna. That's what I'm using for the antenna there, Mike. And I'm putting it out about 8.5 watts. That's what I'm using. I think that's what it is. What this rate puts out 10 to 40 watts about there. And anyways, I just figured I'd just come on this radio and see who was out there available. So what part of the place where your QCH is that more north or is that west there, Mike, KCH 62?